Welcome, everybody. Well, tonight is our Wednesday evening BBS radio show. And the date today is July 12th, 2017. So we'll clear the date from you. These things recycle, so let's clear the date. And I'll count to 10 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. I better do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or maybe your smartphone, and we'll put some energy your way for peace. So here we go. Bring in the males this time. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. That feels pretty good. And if you have a situation going on, something that's bothering you, maybe it could be something mentally or emotional or physical, we'll look at that one timeline and take it away from you. That's what you're doing when you think of a thought. It's just one timeline that you're on for that one thought. There could be many other ones there for that same thought. But it'll be maybe a slightly different energy. So this is what you're looking at right now. Going to give you peace. So counting to five. One, two, three, four, five. So you're off that one timeline that you were experiencing. So you should have some relief there. So bring our co-host on. Are you all ready to go? Shell out of the voice tuning room and everything else?
Yeah. Yes, now there's a voice tuning room in my house. Yes, I am, and I'm all ready to go. So welcome, everybody, in Creation Lightship world, all the listeners out there who are all over the world. It's quite amazing, the different letters that we get. People are from different places, so that's really wonderful. It's a wonderful thing that we have with the Internet, actually. So we have someone who's in another country, and they wrote about a miraculous healing for their husband, and I'd like to read that, first of all, Ron, if I could.
Okay, did it say how far back it was or anything?
This says July 7th, so that was just a few days ago, really, because you had
Great, okay, yeah, let's see what happened.
Okay, so this one says, my spouse has had problems with blocked arteries in the heart several years ago, and they had operated on the blood vessels and years later inserted a stent in the arteries. They have since done many clearings and participated in teleconferences with Ron several times. And in May this year, he started having issues again, and it says, I bought the month healing conference call for him. On the Sunday conference call, he had a very strong experience of something happening inside his chest when he asked for healing for his angina and blocked arteries. He felt a very strong energy and saw a light around him and told me that he had been healed. Prior to this, he had an appointment for an examination at the hospital, a possible new procedure to insert another stent. When he came to the hospital for the examination, he got nothing but good news. All blood vessels were fine, and all the examinations showed that everything was just fine. So thank you, Ron, and all the light beings on the Creation Lightship for a wonderful healing.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Wonderful.
Very amazing. So then they go on, they say, he has another health issue. It seems a little more prolonged than he's had in his life. And he needs some more help. And they're wondering what he could do. And they left a list of all the healings that he has done, which I can forward to you. But they're wondering if the body system rejuvenation would be good or any other lifetime healing, or if a conference call is the best way to go.
I think I ought to get on the body jump start. I think that's 3 months in length. There's a lot of whole lifetime clearings on it and things. Also, you might want to check out, the death barcodes. So that's what I would suggest doing that. And I think the Body Jumpstart has the magnetic twisted body clarity on it. So you want to do that one. And that's in the bundle, I believe. So back to you.
Well, I'm looking at Wilkes. It looks like they've done quite a few whole life healings for him. They have done the physical death barcode, the body system rejuvenation, and I think I saw, the magnetic twisted body they have also done. But I just want to say, like, Ron, you have said in the past that physical issues are the most difficult to deal with. But I have experienced that it did take me several years to deal with something, but when I continually asked, it really did eventually help, and I no longer have this issue. And I really do like the conference calls are amazing. I believe at one time you mentioned something about it's more of a physical healing in the conference calls.
Yeah, you might want to get on and do the Thursday calls if you can. Being overseas might be maybe challenging, I don't know. That's where we concentrate on your clone replicas, we'll say, and get rid of those. You might even just try, I think what I would do is, just to see how this would work, and I think it would help you. I know on the PBS shows we have the 12 Source Energies, and also on the Contact Talk Radio. And I think that's listed there. Maybe you could send over a link to that one. And I think I would do that maybe, I'd probably do it twice a day. Do it for about a week and just see what happens and let me know. Back to you.
Okay. I'm making myself a note to send that to them in case they do not already have it because, yeah, that's a great one. It feels very peaceful. Very, very nice. And it lasts
I don't know. It just feels like maybe we did it around Christmas time or something. You know, maybe last Christmas, I think. I'm not sure, but I know it's also, you know, I think we did it a couple of times on BBS and once on Contact Talk Radio. So, anyway, and I don't know if it's on, if that's actually on YouTube or not. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. I will look through here and see if I can find it. I'm sure it's in here. A couple people are wondering, Ron, is the 4-in-1 clearing still available?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit lightened up now with my workload. So, yeah, I could probably start that. I need to do the sensory clearing first. For sure, then maybe, you know, a few other whole lifetime clearings. So if you are interested, send me what clearings you have done so far, excluding the free ones, and I'll see if, you're in good shape to qualify for that, and then I can do maybe set you up an appointment time or something. Feels like maybe in a couple of weeks I'll be freed up, so if you want to do that, I could probably do that session. So back to you.
Okay, great. Noted. So that helps out a couple people who have asked. Okay, so this says, hi, can I run one whole life healing on each computer at the same time, such as possibly the emotional whole lifetime running on one computer and the mental whole lifetime running on another computer at the same time? Or are the whole life healings meant to be run one at a time?
Should do it one at a time because the energy is so strong once it comes off of you. Your body has to reintegrate and do some healing on itself because you're taking away blockages. So it needs to incorporate wellness back into you. So the clearings themselves don't necessarily cause a problem. Just your body needs to catch up. And I would do them singularly, one at a time, and maybe wait about 3 days in between so you can evaluate, you know, how the clearing has worked for you. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that's just running them as the original, your entire age, and running it down. Is that what you're referring to, or situation?
Yeah, it'd be the whole lifetime from your current age back to the womb at zero. So that's...
Yeah, that can be very strong, especially if it's the first time you've done it, for sure. Okay, so somebody has a question about numbers that we spoke about on the show and that we were asked to clear, and we'll try and find out what those numbers are, see if somebody has an answer, and we will get back to you on that. So we are looking into that. Okay, this one says, first of all, greetings, dear Ron. Thank you for your dedication in helping us. And then it says, you mentioned when we are around people, aliens can attach to our clothing and that they live within us. Are you calling germs, bacteria, and viruses aliens?
No, although like, it could be from them. But no, that's not what I'm talking about. So these are actually alien critters that could be, you know, life-size, like you, living with you. Remember, they're on an energetic level and also physical level. Some of the, octopus energies that would wrap their tentacles around you could be 10 feet in length. So I'll just help everybody out. I'll take off an octopus energy that's attached to you. So, and normally it goes around your, typically around your throat. Tentacles can go up through your neck, come out your mouth and nostrils and ears, et cetera. But normally they just kind of wrap around, you know, your solar plex area, and they can, you know, prevent you from breathing all the way. So let's get the first tentacle off here. So here we go. This we do on the Sunday calls that we have, and this weekend we'll be starting those calls. 4 hours on Saturday and 7 hours on Sunday. Here we go, first tentacle off. There we go, that one's off. And number two, off of you. Okay, there we go, that feels good. And number three. Oh, boy. Feels like it's more around your maybe pelvis area, hip area, something like that. There we go. That one's off. Number four. Feels like it's going kind of around your neck right now, so get that one off. So that one's off. Number five, I believe, here. One out of your eye sockets. Getting that out of there. In and out of them. There we go. Out. It's for number six, I think. Is that correct, Michelle?
Oh, I was not counting. I believe it is six, though.
Okay.
It's five, yeah.
This one's just around your chest. There we go. Number seven. And that's sort of the bottom of the lungs here. So here we go. That one's out. And the last one here. It's kind of making your spine crooked. So here we go. Let's take this one away. And it tightens up to make sure your spine shrinks slightly here, bending toward the back. So here we go. Off there. Okay, I got that off. That will get the body out of you. Living in your solar plexus. And there we go. Coming out. There. Okay, get rid of the waste products and poisons right now. This we do on the Saturday, the Sunday calls. I don't normally get graphic like this here. I used to when we first started doing it, but there's no need now. Here we go. And that's coming out. And look for little babies around in case it has an incubator, maybe. Here we go. Get some more of these babies out of you. Here we go. That feels pretty good to me. So we'll see if anybody is feeling better. Back to you, Michelle.
Oh, goodness, I do feel better, thank you, in my throat in particular. Okay, great. If you want to write in, you can get on the fast chat, or you can write to creation I'm sorry, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will get that. So the calls this weekend, yes, they do start. Like Ron said, the monthly four-hour Ascension preparation call is July 15th, and that day Ron will be working on some bottles of water as well, so you want to get those ready, seven of them. And then there is a seven-hour healing intensive conference call, and that starts July 16th, which is the Sunday, and then carries on the 23rd and also the 30th. Okay, so this is kind of, it's a different email, but it actually goes along with what the one that you just dealt with. It says, if Ron sees any creepers hanging around us, can he send them away on a one-way trip from us away, please? Yes, that is the goal. Thank you, Ron.
Well, they're always hanging out, so.
They're always there.
Always around. They love you. Love you to death.
Why does that not make me feel warm and fuzzy?
Yeah, right. Warm and fuzzy feeling. Yeah, As they snuggle up against you. So I'll do the alien to light clearing, we'll say. Sending them off out of here. These are the ones that are, in a sense, trapped here. So just by doing this clearing, you might have some relief. Maybe you've had these things hanging around you for quite a while, causing problems with you. And by getting them out of here, you might feel wonderful. So here we go. I'll count to 100. Oh, yeah, so it must be pretty intense. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Hey, there you go. Hopefully they left your room, left the inside of your body, and they found the exit out of here as we bust them out. So back to you.
Oh, very good. It's always a good healing to do. And there are many recordings and versions of that that you can get to have on your phone or that you can watch on YouTube or listen to and run and to get those aliens out of your vicinity, depending on wherever you are. So I think it's good. It's like we're little soldiers out there. We're getting rid of a lot of these aliens, so... Hopefully that's helping you, Ron, as well. I know that you have a lot of stuff to deal with that you rarely talk about, but hopefully it all helps get them out of here. I always found it fascinating how you say that they don't really want to be here either, but they are actually slaves, and they basically have to follow the orders of their leader.
Yep, that's also correct, yeah.
Yeah, because I know it's, once you find out about this, you want to think, oh, my gosh, how could they do that? How could they, be so cruel to cause strife or something in the person's life? But then you realize, well, they're just slaves as well. So the best way to deal with it, yes, is to just help them get out of here.
Yeah, I will kind of, comment a little bit. I started looking at all those medieval castles and things, or we'll just say, the older buildings made, quite a while ago with the really tall doors on them. I think there are some of those probably in the south here, I believe. Some of the plantations may have had really high doors. So, what do you do when you have a, 15, 20-foot-high door or a couple of them that open outward or inward or something, you know? The aliens must have had a reason to have them that high because they're high themselves. So you kind of, you know, connect those dots together. And who lived there at that time, we'll say, or who made the castle or whatever, and why they chose to have that. So they must have had a lot of, would assume, visitations. If they didn't have that high door, maybe with the moat in front of it or something, you know, the aliens would just probably just walk right over the wall, you know? That'd be kind of disconcerting. Mm-hmm. No, but anyway, you can connect the dots why we see places with really high doors and, you know, very high ceilings. You know how hard it is to keep a place warm when heat rises. Hello? So anyway, back to you.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I didn't really know that there were those in the south, but I've seen it in actual castles and stuff, but mostly overseas, like not particularly in this country, but I'm sure there are places, possibly few, though, because I wonder how many of them were actually, you know, destroyed or burned down, but I don't know. I'm sure there are some still standing, so very interesting. Are all aliens very large?
That's hard to say, but, you know, there's places that find them here, in Utah and I think Iowa and stuff. Just wondering if they had any really high doors at some of those old buildings that they used to have here, you know. But anyway, they're here, they're still here physically. Maybe you can't see them, but they're still walking around. So, Bigfoot could be... Maybe a remnant of that. I don't think that species is the same, but I don't know how long Bigfoot has been here, but that is one that very possibly could be left over. Anyway, you know, what did the people get out of it and stuff like that? So, do they worship these tall aliens? Thing, you know, I guess kind of jokingly, you know, the person's in their castle and they go, well, what are we going to have for dinner tonight, you know? Or who's coming for dinner? Are they going to be eaten or are they going to bring something for them to eat? I don't know. But anyway, what's for dinner? Back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Somebody wrote in and says, I feel more relaxed and peaceful after Ron removed the alien octopus energies. Big smiley face.
Yeah, I did some work a few days ago, I think. I can't really recall what day it was. Maybe it was Monday, I guess, maybe Monday evening. So started taking out mind control patterns on Saturn. So... maybe if you can remember back, a lot of times the healings are so quick that you won't know that you had a healing, but your pain went away or you feel a little different, if you can recall that. But it seemed to work with our necks. And you might just see if you felt better, on, say, Tuesday. So that'll take away some, like, look like piano-type wire. Spring steel or something around our necks Tuesday morning. They did the clearing Monday evening. So anyway, see if maybe you're a little more conscious. So back to you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much for doing that. Okay. It says, I am breathing better with that octopus clearing and felt a nice release in my solar plexus.
Great.
Yep. And this one says, it says 2012, what race is entered in the Ascension barcode removal?
I don't know. There's so many of them out there, you know. I just can't really say which one abducted everybody. You may want to play with that, be put in the Mayans. See what happens there. So back to you.
Oh, my goodness. I have it up, and I just looked at the list again, and it is unbelievably long.
Yeah, I think we have over 100 races there.
There's
quite a few.
Yeah. It goes through a whole bunch, and then it says additional aliens, and then there's, like, a stack more of them. It just carries on. So there are, I can't even name how many there are. It must be far over 100, possibly 200 races here. But if you are not sure, but you think it's something, and you want to just take care of it before you go through this entire list, you could do unknown. Unknown alien race is actually a choice. Okay, and then you could go through the list. Maybe, you know, after you get that energy off of you. But yeah, wow. What an amazing list. I had no idea that there was this much going on out there as far as different races, but you must know about it. So it must be there. All right. So that's good. Okay. That's the 2012 Ascension barcode.
Why don't you pick one of those races, you know, that's near the end, and I'll just pull the energy off.
Okay, well, how about one that I've heard quite a bit about, probably
one
because...
One that we never heard.
One that you've never
that
heard.
Haven't.
Well, how about Genosian? I've never heard of that.
Genosian?
Genosian, J-A-N-O-S-I-A-N.
Okay, we'll just see if you're hooked up with this, people, taking this energy away from you, out of your physical blueprint here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. This feels more like a heart, maybe a third, fourth chakra energy from what I'm pulling out right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Well, there we go. Coming out there. That one got released there. I don't know if we got all of them, but the one that I was focusing on did. We'll just see if people feel different from this unknown alien race that we haven't really discussed or you probably never even heard of them. So we'll just see what happens. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. I actually do feel different, so thank you. Okay, let's see here. Something, it says here, I recall something mentioned on an archive about Jesus having 12 timelines at once on this earth. What were the timelines like?
They're just working at the same, being out of time, you can work on many timelines. So there was actually 12 lifetimes in the light at once coming into the human timeline experience. So saying it differently, we'll just say that if the whole planet was maybe at 12 o'clock, well, I'll just say 1 o'clock, not to get the 12 mixed up, so we'll say it's like, you know, after lunch, you know, 1 o'clock, you know, if they kept time, he could show up in 12 different locations at 1 o'clock. So that's how that would be, yes. So that was correct. Sometimes I can even see 15 of them, but mostly it was 12. Back to you.
Okay.
And the reason why it would be 12 is because each one of those would have a portion of the 12 source energies maybe resonating more at that particular moment or what the people needed. That's why when you do the 12 source energy clearings, you may not feel too much, you know, maybe right off the bat possibly, and then all of a sudden maybe we hit number 6 and you go, wow, I can, you know, feel that get energized in my body more. And that's because, you know, you're just a little deficient in that. So back to you.
Okay. This is concerning the Saturn clearing that you just did. It says, my neck has indeed felt much less pain and stiffness. I usually apply pain relief cream and didn't this past week. Thank you, Ron.
Greg, you're welcome. Yes.
Okay. And another one says, for a sample clearing, Ron cleared the Janosian rays for us, and that affects the heart chakra. So possibly each race has their own specialty.
Yeah, they could have their main feeding center different places, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, one of our listeners was listening to the 8/15/2016 show, and they say, Ron did a clearing that pulled out shadow bodies. I was really affected. It was great, and I was smiling. Thanks, Ron. I looked up shadow body in the clearings and couldn't find it. Is this something we still need, or is it taken care of with one of the alien clearings or attack page?
Yeah, I know I got it somewhere on the website, but yeah, we have a shadow body, we have the whip coat. There's another one, I think, too, sludge body. So those are the three, and there may be another one, but I just can't recall it. But those three are available somewhere. So web coat, shadow body, and sludge body. And then from there, it would go into, we'll just say next would be the free clearings. And, you know, that could be the black mist and the green mist clearing. This is all stuff that comes around you and can harm you. So back to you.
Okay, I'm going to take a look for those as well. So I have seen the web coat for sure, and that goes through, it goes through a number like 12 different or 20 different coats that they could have put on you. And I've done it. It's an excellent clearing to get stuff off of you. Okay, great. So we'll take a look at those, so I'll be able to tell people where those are. All right, this one says, I had an interesting waking dream I'd like to ask you about. So it says a waking dream. I'm not sure if it's something they actually saw while they were awake. It says, I was on a beach with a man I recognized, and he said, I am Michael. He parted the water and made a walkway line like you see in the movies, water walls on all sides. He handed me a stick, and I tossed it down for some reason. We walked way out, and he pointed to a box in the sand. I kind of ignored him and wanted to look at the shells. I guess I was nervous. Later, I heard a voice say this was an act of kindness, and we walked to the box or chest to the beach. Oh, so they picked up the box, and they took it to the beach. I wonder, is this treasure or part of my spirit box? Any thoughts on this, Ron? Is there something I'm supposed to do?
Well, when I heard the box, I kind of went to the spirit in the box clearing. So that's kind of what it felt like to me. So I guess back to you.
Yeah, I think that's what they got, too, because it says that, you know, is this my spirit in the box clearing? So maybe they had some feelings about that particular clearing or letting it go. But at any rate, if you do the Timeline Crash Advanced Parallel Life Programs clearing, which is a timeline crash clearing like Ron had for a long time, but you used to be able to buy it by the month, and now you can pay for it once and have it forever, so you can run it as much as you want. And then in there's a space where you can write your dreams, but mostly it's targeting the way you felt and the emotions that were elicited from the dream. That's what needs to really be crashed, because then you'll stop having it, because it's all about your emotions. And this next one, it's very short. It is about the timeline crashes. So somebody got the instructions on how to do it, and then they ran it. and it says a very strong clearing. I'm exhausted, and so I think that means that they are releasing that out of their body. So wonderful. Thank you, listener, and I'm glad that that's working for you.
Great. Yeah, yes.
Timelines are fantastic, and I guess we just have to, we can open seven different windows for the seven different types of timelines, which we've gone over several times of what they all are, but it should always be the same subject.
And we have two clearings on the website. We don't talk about it too much. There is a courage clearing, and there's also a hope clearing. That if you're having difficulties, maybe stuff in your space, in the location space clearing, that's what you would use to maybe clear your car and your, you know, the rooms in your house or apartment or something. On that drop-down list, we have the demonic entity clearing. That one could be pretty powerful. So, you know, you think something is, you know, hide it out or living with you, you may want to do that clearing. So back to you.
Okay, so I'm just reading through what somebody wrote back as a reply. It says, okay, the sludge clearing is not in the Alien Freedom Bundle, and we don't have a shadow clearing yet. I know you talked about getting one, and you've done many healings like that on the radio show, but there isn't an official one that you can buy yet, but I believe that is in the works. And then it says you gave away the sludge clearing on a conference call several years ago, but it's not online. However, there is an energetic slime coat clearing, and that one is great. It clears your, like, all your chakras, and then your heart, your lungs, and your blood. And it's best to use it, like, if you went, let's say you went to a party and somebody shook your hand, go home and do the slime body clearing. You'll feel much better. So it's a really good one. Okay. Okay, but the person also goes on to recommend the Alien Freedom Bundle. It's $150 and has several different things in it, such as the alien blood barcode removal, the alien energetic slime body coat removal, the one I just mentioned, the alien energetic web coat removal, and the oxygen infusion abduction barcode removal. That is a great one. And the energetic web coat is like, well, kind of like there's a web-like energy that, I guess, I don't know if it's one certain alien race or several, but they put these layers on you throughout your life, and you can basically do this clearing and have them removed, and it does feel like a weight is lifted off you, like if you just took off a really heavy winter coat. It actually feels like that being removed. Okay. I'm just checking some of the responses that we've been getting. And this one says, oh, it says, you forgot the slime body. Shadow body, you have to write, oh, okay. So, yes, we mentioned the slime body, and then it says the shadow body, you have to write in the alien attack page. Does that sound right, Ron?
Yeah, it sort of does. I'm just trying to figure out where it is, yeah. I'll do a sample of the sludge clearing, and here we go. At least get some of that energy off of you. We'll work with your head. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay, that feels pretty good. Yeah, we'll just see if we have any comments on that.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so then if anyone wants to do the shadow body, because I know when you did those on radio shows, I really thought it was great too. So alien attack page, probably somewhere in there you can find a way to write that and work on that. Okay. Thank you, listener, for writing that in. This one says, what is the purpose of having the unlimited option on the spirit barcode removal? Is it not a one-time thing?
Yeah, typically it would be, yeah. So that probably isn't needed because you can go in there again and do it. It wasn't, not too many people have an extra one added, so it may not be needed at all. But if you do think you have one, you may kind of know it because you may feel a little more numbed out. I don't think it would be something that would be put on you right after you did the clearing. It might take years. Just go back in and, you know, redo the clearing. Just save your codes and go in and do it, because you probably won't have maybe more than two in your whole lifetime added to you, so maybe three total. So back to you.
Okay, so that's like the death barcode? Like you can have more of them put on you, although it is rare it could happen?
Very rarely, but yes. But you don't know what the aliens are doing, so that they could do whatever they choose to. Normally, once it's taken off of you and they try to go to that location to put another one on, there's so much light there, they just, run, don't walk, and they just go to somebody else. They get another one put on, it would be pretty difficult, but it's not that they don't do it, but it is, hardly ever done. So back to you.
Okay. Great, thank you. The next one is about the enlistment. I'm looking at July 5th it was done, so it must have been done shortly after we had done those. It says, brother who almost saw someone. I also had a dream about chasing somebody. I remember fighting my way up a huge stairwell. I was up front. The enemy was holding someone in between us and him. I remember screaming at them to let go of a child, I believe. Then I pulled out a sword and started slashing the person. I never enlisted with the Vikings, but last night I asked for the U.S. military, and this is the first time enlisted.
Okay. You have to do the enlistment with me, otherwise you'd be doing one with the darkness. Well, if you were on the call initially, that we did maybe a couple weeks ago, I think, on Tuesday, and you wanted to change who you were with, that's perfectly fine, but just a call out for the Vikings or something to enlist or whatever on your own, you're going to be taken sideways, so you don't want to do that at all.
Okay.
So back to you.
This one was written the same day. I'm not sure if it's the same person, but it says, I ran the emotional and fear clearing on enlisting for Tuesday's call as I wanted to enlist, but didn't. I did ask my spirit in heart space, didn't light up in the heart area when I asked. So they still feel fear to join, but then they're wondering when the next enlistment is. So I think you said that might be one of the last times you do it.
And we could maybe... I don't know. Maybe you could bring the question up. We'll see if we could do another one maybe next Tuesday, possibly.
Okay.
People that have been listening to the show since the last one, they may want to get even. So we could probably do that if you wish.
Okay. Yeah, and I definitely noticed, like you said, that there is an energy around you of the people that you are enlisted with, whatever group that may be, and you do kind of feel protected. Like, I just never feel threatened by anybody anymore, and not that I would or should, but sometimes I am around people that you just you know, I don't know them or anything, but I never feel any bother about it. And I wonder if it is because I feel pretty confident that I am very secure. So it's kind of a nice feeling.
And most people claim that, yeah. Feel more secure, a little more, maybe, I don't know, more outspoken, more moxie. Personality could change a little bit. So, you know, if you were meek and mild, you may not be that way. Because whatever made you meek and mild is probably no longer with you, you know? And you are probably on duty basically 24/7, except, you know, you do have time off. But if they need you, you know, then you're back on line again. So you might just, you know, like I mentioned, I think on one of the shows, keep track of maybe when you wake up at night. That's probably a more, I'd say probably most of the soldiers that are out there fighting will, or even yourself, since you're fighting, will wake up during the night of time. So, you know, that could be kind of disconcerting if you wake up and you're in the middle of a battle and maybe they call you back or something. Typically, I would probably think that when you do wake up is when you probably came back off duty. Just keep track of the time and you can kind of plot something and just see when you're getting off duty. It could be maybe disconcerting for you, like if you end up, you know, waking up, being in your bed at like 3:30 every night, and you gotta, you know, you may be losing part of your sleep. Oh, you know, that's up to you. But I think overall, the energy is with you, so you're really not gonna lose that much life force energy, even if you do wake up at night. If you're not enlisted listening, you may not really understand what I'm talking about. If you are enlisted, you will know that, and, you know, that little inconvenience for you is really meaningless, okay? Mm-hmm. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right, so on another subject, back to timeline crashes, and this one is maybe a couple weeks old. It said, "I want to thank you for all the clearings you have created for all of us. I am finally getting the hang of the timeline crashes. It took me a while to push through some kind of mind control happening to me. I was shown in dreams some specific timelines I must have been on, and now I know what to do. I have been crashing them all night and day. I know it must make a difference to everyone involved on those tangent timelines. Thank you for helping me help myself and others. We can change the world."
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, the mind to heart drop also would change it instantly. You know, if everybody were to do that. But, yeah, it does. Timeline crashes are the only clearing, really, on the website that you're affecting other people. So, you know, you're helping probably millions of people. If you just do your own maybe just whole lifetime clearing of something, that can slowly kind of take away some of the buttons and some of the people that you may know that they're in your soul family. It's not like they're doing the whole clearing, but it could release some of that, the buttons or tension that they could have toward you because you got it off of you and maybe it resonated back to them and got taken away too. But like I said, you want to... you know, if you have a problem with somebody, you know, do the emotional clearing for them. Or maybe they're dealing with fear or anger or something, but the emotional one is beneficial for everybody. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, the emotional one. And, you know, I didn't quite understand it at first, but I had a friend who had done the emotional, and I'm not quite sure what their reaction was, although I'm sure it helped them. But then it was said that possibly they live in their feeling body more, and I could totally see that because this person is very sensitive, and really fun, actually, really just a fun, fun person. But yeah, very feeling. So, you know, if that's the case for you, you feel things very strongly. It's kind of hard to say, but Ron, what is the difference between emotional and feeling body?
Well, the easiest way to state that is if you use the word feeling all the time. I feel good, I feel great, you know, I feel sad. And so you know right away that you're using that body when you're speaking. Okay, from there, the feeling body is the way you're sampling, you know, a situation and how it feels to you, good or bad, okay? The other clearings that are similar but different completely are the sensory body and the empathic body. So you may want to you know, just check yourself, because feelings could go in there also, and they could, each body could be used separately and share other bodies too if they got contaminated. So the emotional one is just a blanket clearing that covers, or touches on, we'll say, all the other energetic bodies that deal with how you're perceiving life here. And normally that's really what's all that you may need, typically, is just the emotional clearing, unless you happen to be in another body. And if you're in another body, well, naturally you want to clear that out. But you won't know until you do the emotional clearing. So if you do it and you say, I didn't sense anything going on with me, then you might look and see, you know, how you're perceiving life or what words you use all the time. And just ask your friends, do I live in feelings? Am I an empath? Do I, you know, use my senses to sample life here? You know, what's what? You know, and they'll tell you. Oh, that's basically how I would look at that, Michelle. Your friends will tell you.
Yeah.
Just ask them, and they will know.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's interesting. They're so close, but you won't really know until you do the emotional first. So, good to know. Okay, so the next person is wondering, is it okay to have different online healings for myself and family members at the same time?
Boy. Normally, I don't like to have, if you have multiple, you know, monitor screens, I'd say, yeah, it shouldn't be any problem. But to run them all on your one particular computer, I would not recommend that. Just to have one computer for yourself and then maybe have another one for someone else, but I would not run them, you know, all together with different tabs or different people.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a lot of energy, and as long as they're on different computers, I think you've mentioned before. Okay, this goes back to enlisting, and we just have a few more minutes, so I'll try and make it quick. It says, the time before that I was listening to a while back, you said, instead of enlisting in America, perhaps go with the nationality you are connected to that is most prevalent. I chose German. My largest lineage is German in this life, so my parents told me. I cannot tell. Way back when, a few years ago, one of our listeners was in a cold climate. She had the chills a lot, so you let her move to a different area. It was North or South Pole. I have a bruise. I do not know where it came from. It's dark, not painful. I have no idea of it when I was sleeping. I have had that kind of thing once in a while all my life. It's no big deal. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome.
It's just a little bit about their enlisting experience. I've had that too. My whole life I've had like these mysterious bruises and all sorts of things. And, you know, it's just like, oh, well, I don't even remember anything happening. It doesn't hurt, so it's no big deal. You know, possibly it was something going on. This says, I feel more self-empowered and not afraid to speak my truth being enlisted. Very good.
I had an event from a lady that came to the event here last weekend, and I was asking her if she had any, you know, if she kind of realized that maybe some of the soldiers were helping her. And it one time, I think there was, kind of paraphrasing, some car was driving, I'll just say, out of control at her car. And all of a sudden, the way she described it, all of a sudden her right foot, you know, which controls the gas, went down to the floor without her kind of even realizing, you know, the reaction was instant, okay? And that saved her from getting into a wreck. So that's one thing that they, you know, will tend to do. So, or can do, you know. So you are being watched over because, you know, they don't want you to have problems here. They need you up there, you know, or out there, beyond though. Oh, you may have had some experiences yourself when you were enlisted, and just strange things may have happened that normally, you know, you might, you know, be in deep doo-doo or something, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, something happened where this, you know, very poor outcome could have happened, but, no, it didn't happen for you. Well, anyway, it's that time again, everybody. Oh, let's do the Mind of Heart drop to manage your spirit out loud naturally. You can't do it thinking. You will not be doing the process. So here we go. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and then we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You can actually feel the energy of your thoughts going into your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, thank you, everybody. Blessings.